The Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board has approved a student assignment plan for the district's magnet programs in an effort to make them more economically diverse. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
After about 18 months of discussions, community meetings, and hearings, CMS approved a plan for magnets designed to create a more economically and racially balanced mix of students at schools. A complicated lottery system will use socioeconomic measures such as parents' income, their educational levels, and English proficiency to determine who gets in. It will affect new magnet applicants and not those currently enrolled. Board member Ruby Jones is optimistic about the plan, but says more needs to be done.
Wow, this is a great start. Our goals are ambitious. We have a lot of work to do to make sure that we are providing the equity for our students of color and all students. So we are going to look at glaring discrepancies in achievement between black and white students that exists even presently in some of our long-standing magnet school programs.
While school board members call the process to get to this point effective and transparent, some parents at the meeting described it as confusing, complicated, and not as open as they would have liked. Bo Clark told the board he's skeptical.
There's a significant feeling of distrust that's morphed into complete frustration with this plan. Parents want strong neighborhood schools. It's incumbent upon this board and the CMS leadership to clearly define success metrics and provide evidence of success early and often.
Under the plan, the district will have 3 transportation zones instead of the current 4 to open up magnet school choices to a wider group of students. The board also approved changes to some magnet programs, including a full Montessori secondary magnet at J.T. Williams, moving the Marie G. Davis High School's Military Academy to Hawthorne Academy, and establishing a K-8 magnet program at Davis. The changes take effect for next school year. The board now moves to a student assignment plan for neighborhood schools that would take effect in the fall of 2018. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.